I just remembered something intriguing. I went back to check the 181 again. I barely remember coming here earlier today. It was like a much longer day than it's really been. But there was an intriguing bit of email I get that it's this thing that alleges to tell you what piece of mail is coming to your mailbox, and it almost never works. I'll go to the mailbox and there'll be 10 pieces there. I might have gotten the email about one of them. And then other times I got, what they send you is an image of the email, of the postal mail. And either I don't get them at all, or I get someone else's mail, or I don't know what, but it's I don't know why it exists, but I haven't canceled it because it's an intriguing possibility. But today I saw one that was a photo of a hand-addressed letter to me from somebody I don't know, or who I don't think I know, except the code for anybody that's sending me mail through the website is that they use the old zip code, 10185-0002, and this person didn't do that. This person used 10185-0181, which is what most people do. But the 0002 is the zip code they gave me when I got the post office box, and that was 28 years ago now, so maybe I've been clinging to it a little too long. But so who is this letter from, and how do I know him? I don't know. I'll look up the name when I get home. I think he was in a state that starts with M, in Maine or maybe Massachusetts. And there's a new outdoor guy at my apartment, and he's pretty horrible. He left two letters for the house next door, 3416. And I don't even know how he could do that, because the address I could understand getting that wrong, but there's no apartment numbers, obviously. One of them said private house. So why did he leave those letters there? And he misdirected one of mine, which I know because it ended up on top of the mailboxes, which is where people put stuff under the mailbox. Yeah, misdirected mail.